Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we are back. We are rolling all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. You know, you talked a little bit about Rick Heller's deal for baseball.
Yeah.
Brett, that's a great deal. It really is. I mean, that just goes to show you how important, at least right now in the athletic department, that they are viewing what Heller has done and with the rise of that baseball program.
No, so you're exactly right, Jimmy B. And you go through and you look at what he has been able to build within the last 4 years, getting to the NCAA tournament and getting there the last two seasons, getting in as an at-large 2 years ago back in 2015, getting there for the first time since 1990, the run that they made, you know, with some wins in the tournament, went down to Missouri State, went down to Springfield, and I thought overall played pretty well down there last season. Some injuries cropped up, but by the time they got over and were playing in the Big Ten tournament, they're playing good baseball, and you saw it happen again. This program, you wonder what it can be. What can college baseball be in this market, and what could it be for the University of Iowa? Is it ever going to be LSU? No. Is it ever going to be even, you know, some of the Midwest outposts that we've seen programs built up? We've seen Nebraska, you know, get to an incredibly high level. We've seen the Cornhuskers, what they've been able to do. It's probably not that, but without having another major conference team that you have to worry about, no Iowa State, no UNI, no Drake, in this state, Jimmy B, they could put together something very nice. You'd have to figure they'd be in good shape.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, if that's the case. If they can consistently win, and if they can indeed probably sneak into the tournament once in a while. Look, I remember you telling me, hey, I'm out of here. I'm jumping in the car. I'm going over there for that Big Ten Conference Championship game.
Yep.
And you had a blast.
Yeah.
And they didn't win, but still, it was the opportunity to play to get in. It always reminds me of Herm Edwards. Hello, you play to win the game. Well, that's what you do. You want to win. Losing is for losers. So it's one of those situations where if Heller, and we know how good a coach he is, and the talent that he's been able to get, if this continues, Trent, you just might see Iowa sneak into the NCAA's sometime here in the next year or two.
Well,
I really believe that he could get it done.
Well, they've been in the NCAA tournament two of the last 3 years, Jim.
Yeah, yes, but you know what I mean. Getting, you know, making, getting out of those, what do they call them, super regionals?
Well, you go from the regionals, then to the super regionals, then to the College World Series. That's where eight teams advance to. I mean, getting to the College World Series, Jimmy B, for any Northern school is incredibly difficult. I don't know if the expectation should ever be that. Could there be a season where it all comes together? Sure. I mean, we've seen some upstart teams get there before, but I don't think that should become the expectation level of what he's built the last couple of years, that they're going to make their way to Omaha and get to the College World Series. I think that's still too much. The difference between college baseball in the South and the gap between the North, it is still huge, and the Big Ten has made investments. We saw Indiana be the first Big Ten team a few years back to get to the College World Series, and in 20 years, they were the first team to even make it to a College World Series. But they've invested. They put money in. That Big Ten Network money, hey, it's got to go somewhere, Jimmy B, right? You got to spend some kind of money as it continues to come in, and they've invested more in baseball. But, you know, we talk about expectations. Our expectations for Iowa basketball was NCAA tournament. I don't think it's fair to put expectations of a College World Series, though, on the Iowa baseball program.
No, I'm just saying that if indeed that happened, I think you'd see Hawkeye fans travel.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I really do.
Jim, I go back to last year when they were in the NCAA tournament and what they put together, you know, getting there. And I remember watching, you know, we were out, we had an event with some of my friends. We're sitting there, and there were people glued to the televisions everywhere watching Iowa baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Iowa basketball, not Iowa football, Iowa baseball. And there were cheers across the bar. And so there is an opportunity, and it's fun. Rick Heller, he's a great guy, Jim. I think I've told you before, but When I was at UNI, I took a class with Coach Heller. Now, it wasn't an overly difficult class. It was a coaching theory class, and it was something to pad the GPA. I think we've all taken those a time or two. But I got to know him a little bit. I was doing, during that time, I was doing my radio show, so I'd have him on from time to time. And just to talk with him, he knows the game, and he knows the collegiate game, most importantly. He knows what it takes to win at this level. He's been at his four stops are four incredibly difficult places to win. Upper Iowa. Jimmy B., I'm going to guess you have never been to Fayette, Iowa before up in northeast Iowa. Am I correct?
I have no clue where it is.
Well, you have no clue because there's not even really a town. It's in the middle of absolute nowhere. He took them to a College World Series at the D2 level. UNI, he took them to an NCAA tournament. He took Indiana State to an NCAA tournament, and now he's done it twice in 3 years at Iowa. We're not talking about the LSUs of the world. We're not talking about Mississippi State here. We're talking about four incredibly difficult places to recruit to in comparison to their brethren, and he's done an incredible job. And he's recruited well. That has been a big part of this. He's developed talent. He's brought in the right kind of guys. This is fun and the excitement, and I hope this thing continues to build because when the tournament was over there, that championship game they played a few years back against Ohio State, where Iowa lost but still got in the NCAA tournament, it was so well attended, and the people over there, and 10,000 people chanting this "Let's Go Hawks" over in Omaha, it was incredible. And to think and to allow yourself to think about what it could be if they would ever get there, it's a fun thought, Jimmy B., if they could ever make it to the College World Series, because you're right. They absolutely would travel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it would be nuts, and it would be a lot of fun. And the fun thing about it is, too, is it's totally different in baseball. It's not just one game, one and done.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally a series, and so that would even make it more fun because you'd get at least a couple of days, not just go in, lose, and then you're gone again.
Right, right. Rick Heller signing a contract extension through 2024 to remain the Iowa baseball head coach. We'll take an early break here. We got Ken Silverstein waiting on deck. We'll talk some Big Ten football, basketball with him. Also, Jimmy B., I want to talk some Cleveland with him. The Cavs and the Lakers tonight, you know, that's where LeBron's going to be next year, right? Do you believe that theory?
I'm not sure if he'll go or not, but if Cleveland's going to lose a bunch of players, then my guess is he'll leave.
Going down that route. Here we go. We got Ken Silverstein waiting on deck. We're here until 6 o'clock. We got Thursday Night Football as well for you, as always, here on 1700 with Westwood One coverage. That comes your way at 7 o'clock tonight. The Colts and the Broncos. It's a stinker. We won't talk much about that.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Welcome back, everybody. We continue all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker, 1700. Time now, Ken Silverstein, the Big Ten Conference insider, is our guest. He comes to us right now. And this is a situation, Ken, where you kind of sit back and take a look at the Big Ten. And let's start with basketball, and then we'll go to some bowl games. But with basketball, it still appears like it's Michigan State, Purdue, and probably Minnesota, although they got a real scare out of Drake on Monday night. Is that still where you are on the hoop court for the Big Ten right now?
Yeah, it's not real good. I mean, you'd like to see the thing 6-7 deep, and it's about 2 3/4, which is what you're talking about, Jim. It's obviously Michigan State, the love affair of yours truly with Tom Izzo, very much right on right now. A year ago this time, I was looking for divorce papers. Now I just want to, you know, smother the guy in whatever, fill in the blank. They're really good, and if they're not Final Four, forget about yours truly disappointed. He's going to be more than disappointed. This might end up being one of his better, 3-4 better clubs he's had in the last, I don't know, 10, 12-plus years, whatever. It might be in East Lansing. So they're that good. I was thinking earlier today, guys, just how many losses Michigan State will have in conference. And I don't know if they're going to have more than two. I mean, could they go perfect? I guess they could. The odds are probably against it. You're going to have a cold night in February where it's like 0 degrees somewhere and you shoot like that. But I don't see them losing more than maybe a couple, two-ish. So they're going to win this thing pretty much going away. And, you know, Purdue is a nice club, and Minnesota should be playing better than they are, talent-wise, and what they've been able to do over the last year plus. But outside of that, I mean, you just look at it and you go, and Northwestern's been disappointing. Indiana has been disappointing. Obviously, year one for that new regime in Bloomington. Wisconsin, please, at this point, not real good. I'm kind of hopscotching here. Illinois hadn't won a conference game. Iowa's been disappointing. Penn State's been okay, but it's Penn State, and it's hoops. So, you know, you look around and you go, where are some others going to come from? And I don't know about you guys. I don't see it as this conversation. Now, a week from now, maybe a month from now, I might change my mind, but as of, what is this, December 14th, I don't see more than about 2.5 to 3 max that are really good. And then you got about, I don't know, 4 or 5 teams that are, whatever word you want to call them, they are what they are.
It's a scary time, certainly, Ken, for the Big Ten. And you look, you know, teams, well, you know, we'll get right in conference play. Well, the conference as a whole has been so bad that might not be an opportunity for that, and teams that normally you go 10-8 in the conference and you can get in, that might not be the case. And we've seen 11 win teams in the past not get into the NCAA tournament, and very well could see the same thing. Teams are going to have to win games because they're going to be playing each other, and somebody's got to win. But the conference has dug themselves such a deep hole this year. There's going to be, I think, a lot of hand wringing come Big Ten country. You couple that with the conference tournament. Played a week earlier at Madison Square Garden. These bubble teams will be out of sight, out of mind, and probably going to be passed up, I'd have to think.
You know, I think it's right on, and I think what also, if I'm Jim Delaney, I'm not happy about the football situation being number 5 and not being number 4. Now I look around, and yeah, I'm happy with Michigan State. Yeah, I think Purdue's real good, and, you know, maybe Minnesota at this point. But, no, this is not a good role right now for the Big Ten. Now, the plus side is what Trent's getting at. Somebody's going to have to win some games because eventually they're going to all be playing each other. So somebody's going to get on a roll. But, again, I don't like the conference going a week earlier. I think it's a bad deal being in New York City and having to play before the Big East. They should have stayed. You know, I'm not saying they have to go back to D.C. because I'm not sure that was the right venue. But, you know, have it whatever. Have it in Chicago. Have it in Minneapolis. Have it in Detroit. Have it in wherever, okay? Have it in wherever. Just don't bump yourself. Don't try to act like a second-class citizen when it looks like you are being a second-class citizen, going a week earlier and having this, lack of a better word, strange schedule. I said last week, it's just hard to get a flow. You know, you're in conference. Oh, okay, now we're not in conference. Then we're going to get back in conference, so it just... I don't know. Obviously, they made money doing this because Delaney doesn't do anything unless, you know, there is a major cha-ching. But I just don't know if this is helping a whole bunch. It just doesn't flow. There's no consistency. And I think it's hurting some of these mid-level clubs in the conference. I don't know if you guys buy it or not. This, you know, you're in, you're out, you're back in again. I just don't know if that's... It's not hurting Michigan State because they're that good talent-wise, but I think everyone else, for the most part, I'm not sure that this is, you know, real good in the big picture.
Ken Silverstein is our guest here on the Big Talker 1700. You know, you take a look at some individuals. There are some star players, Ken, in the Big Ten, but it seems like with maybe Bridges, he might really be the only guy who's really getting any serious pub. Do you find that interesting as well?
Yeah, I think it's right on. I think it's a bullseye. I mean, Miles Bridges is a really good player, and he's going to be, depending on what mock draft you look at, and we got a long way to go in this season, and the tournament also is a major factor. And then you got the combine, the NBA combine, and I would assume he would show up, and I would assume he might work out. I don't know that. We'll see what happens. Some guys do, some guys don't. I mean, you take away the kids at Michigan State, and, you know, a couple guys at Purdue and Minnesota's got some players. And you start looking around and you go, who are these marquee guys? And Bridges is going to be top 10, top 12 pick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's right on the high end of the lottery, give or take. Might slide a pick or two out of it, but in that ballpark, he's going to be a millionaire very, very soon. And he's going to be a key guy to get Michigan State into the Final Four and hopefully for the Big Ten, Final Two, and obviously when it's all said and done, numero uno. But, yeah, there's just not enough sizzle. And, again, I know I'm going back full circle. I just don't like this. On again, off again, on again. Schedule they're playing. And, you know, I think what also hurt guys, the ACC just terrorized them. Oh, my goodness. And I think it's really hurt from the national punditry types. And right now, you know, what was it, a couple years ago, we could make an argument that the Big Ten was the best conference in hoops. Now, nationally, I'll throw it back at you. Where does the Big Ten stand right now of the major five conferences in hoops?
Well, and it's not even a major five. That's the other part of this, Ken. I mean, the Big East, I think at least for this year, certainly is better. The SEC has made big gains. The ACC, you have to put above them. The Big 12,
no doubt.
You have to
Big
put
12,
above them.
Yeah.
I mean, you go on and on and on. Best case, fifth, maybe sixth. You might make an argument right now that the American Athletic Conference is better than the Big Ten for this year. For this
year. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Look, it ebbs and it flows. You know, a couple years ago, you could make an argument that they were the best. Okay.
Yep.
Now, you know, they're floating around between five and seven, and that is not going to. If you're the commissioner, you do not like hearing that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whether it's true or not, and I think it is true, the truth hurts. And why is the conference down this year? You know, it would be a simple answer to say, well, lack of talent. Okay. Why lack of talent? Where are the lottery picks? Where are the at least first-round draft picks? Forget the lottery. How about guys being taken in the 20s, okay? You know, it's a down year. And what the league has to think about in the bigger picture is hopefully this is a one-year aberration. But right now, I mean, there are a couple decent stories in the conference from a team standpoint. But at the same time, as good as the story was last year for Northwestern, I mean, yeah, they blew out what Chicago State last night. I mean, what does that mean in the big scheme of things? It means nothing. I mean, you know, look, I think Indiana is going to be really good in a couple of years. I have a lot of faith in the coaching situation there. It's IU. It's a blue blood. I think they'll get their act together. And I think they'll end up being a really good team. Will it take another year or two? Yeah, probably will. I think it will. They need to recruit some players. I mean, Minnesota's doing a nice job, young Patino, and, you know, Michigan should be better, okay? They got a rich basketball tradition, you know, going back to the Fab Five and so forth. They should be better than they are. They blew a 20-point lead to Ohio State. That should not be happening in year one for Chris Holtmann. You know, Izzo's sitting on top, and there's just not a lot of folks, you know, making a real big run at them. And what we need in this conference is 4, 5, or 6 teams. Now, look, not everybody's going to be Michigan State. I get that. But there's got to be a depth here. There's got to be 5, 6 teams-ish that are going to really challenge a Michigan State. Maybe not for the entire season, but when they play team X, Y, or Z, Izzo and the boys know they better bring their A game or they're going to lose. Okay? And right now, no, we... We're not 5, 6 deep in this conference that's going to challenge Michigan State, unless Michigan State just one night just says, you know what, we're just going to, you know, we ain't going to show up. We're just going to, well, we're going to be here, but we're not going to be here. We're going to lollygag around and end up losing a game we shouldn't lose. But at this point, it's a down year. And hopefully next year and the year after, things improve, because right now this is not good if you're the commish looking at the big picture for the Big Ten in hoops. It is in football to some extent. You know, Scott Frost hopefully will be the answer at Nebraska. Fleck hopefully will get Minnesota going in the right direction. Obviously, the Big Four in the East are always going to be good in the foreseeable future and years to come. So as much as you can make an argument that football's in pretty good shape, you want to be really optimistic, you look at basketball right now and you go, ay, 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 what is going on here? Could just somebody play this game? Could somebody get a kid in here who can flat out turn their programs around. Right now, we're not seeing it.
Ken Silverstein is our guest. All right, you referenced a little bit on football. Let's go to the bowl games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
as you stated, Big Ten shut out of the Final Four. Is the best Big Ten game USC Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, or would you put Washington Penn State above it in the Fiesta Bowl? I mean, I'm just trying to get some sort of a comparison here. Right now, for me, I think I'm pretty interested in the USC Ohio State game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a guy who's going to be arguably a top 2-3 pick, assuming he comes out at quarterback for USC. Okay. From Ohio State's standpoint, they're looking around going, let's see. They saw Baker Mayfield earlier this year. They're going to see, obviously, the kid at USC. He's real good.
Sam Darnold.
Penn State. I'm not comparing the Penn State quarterback McSorley to the other two, but he's scrappy. He's pretty good. He makes some plays. Obviously, Iowa's QB play was off the charts against Ohio State. Played the game of his life. If he played like that every week, he'd be a first-round draft pick. We'll see. He's still got time in Iowa City. We'll see what he can do, down the road. Downside for him, they don't see Ohio State until 2020. And my math is correct. He'll be long gone by then. So, yeah, I think it is the best game. It's 5-8. You have two conference title winners. The spread, I guess, maybe Trent knows better than I. I've seen it fluctuating between 6 and 7. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much right on. I think it's going to be close. I think you'll know early if Ohio State's serious and they want to play, Ohio State will beat them. Ohio State kind of, just putzes around and does what they did twice this year, then they're in a little bit of trouble. But the vibe I'm getting is that they're going to take this seriously. And if they do, I think it'll be close. But I think OSU will squeak one out. What's good for the Big Ten guys is, no, they're not in the Final Four, and that hurts. There's no doubt about it. No one will ever dispute that. From Wisconsin's standpoint, obviously the perfect season has gone bye-bye, but they still have a lot to play for. You look at these matchups, you look at Iowa-Boston College. Well, you can make a hell of an argument. Iowa should win that game. Purdue-Arizona, I think Arizona will win that game, okay, but we shall see. Michigan State, Washington State, two vastly different teams. Give the ball to L.J. Scott, play action. Michigan State should be able to win that game, keep the ball away from Washington State's quarterback play and their offense. Northwestern is favored by a bunch over Kentucky. I think, I'm a big fan of Pat Fitzgerald. I think Northwestern can win that game. Penn State, Washington, as Jim mentioned, really good game. Should be high scoring. You got Barkley. You got quarterback play on both squads. You got a lot of speed on both teams. Where they're playing it is not going to be a huge event. I guess Washington is closer geographically, but it's not like it's around the corner. So maybe they get a smidgen of a home field advantage. Penn State obviously didn't win last year, came close in the Rose Bowl. I could see Penn State beating Washington. That's not shocking that might occur. Wisconsin-Miami is really a tough one to read. Does Wisconsin rebound? Can they run the ball? They could not run the ball against Ohio State. Could not run it for one iota, okay? Jonathan Taylor got like 40 yards on the ground. He was averaging like 180. If Wisconsin can't get him to 125 to 150, they're not going to win. But is Miami legit? I mean, losing to Pitt is not good. Okay, the Notre Dame game feels like a lifetime ago. So, again, a good matchup, a chance for the Big Ten to win, particularly if Taylor can run the ball. What do we got? Michigan, South Carolina. Michigan's going to beat South Carolina. I mean, even with their quarterback play, Michigan will still beat South Carolina. Gamecocks are not that good. And am I missing anybody? I think I am. Guys, am I missing another bowl game? I think I am.
Michigan, South Carolina.
I like Michigan.
I think that's all of them.
Northwestern,
Kentucky, yeah.
I thought I missed one.
There's a chance, though, for the Big Ten to have a good bowl season. Will that help? Will that help the perception without being in the college football playoff? Or is it also, could it be out of sight, out of mind, though?
Could be, but I think, you know, you look at these games, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, make sure I'm counting correctly here, 5, 6, 7, 8, if I count correctly. 8 games. Minimum of 5, and they might win 6. I mean, the only game that I think, you know, maybe Jim may chime in more on this. I really like the kid at quarterback at Arizona. He is really quick. And Purdue's going to have to corral him. But other than that game, I watched Boston College a little bit this year. They're okay. Iowa should be able to win that game. Wadley should be able to run the ball. Quarterback play should be fine. They should be able to, Jewel do his thing, at linebacker and others. So they should be fine there. Michigan State, you give D'Antonio that much time. He's not playing Alabama in a bowl game. You know, I think Michigan State can win. I'd be shocked if Kentucky beats Northwestern. I think Northwestern will win. Ohio State, USC could be close. It wouldn't shock me if USC won. I mean, it's USC. They're the Pac-12 champion. But I think Ohio State will find a way to get it done, assuming they show up. Penn State, Washington, I think it's a coin flip. Wisconsin, again, run the ball, beat Miami. And Michigan, somehow Mr. Khaki will figure out a way to beat South Carolina. They're not. I mean, George Rogers, I'm dating myself here. Jim, this one's for you. George Rogers is not running the football for the Gamecocks of South Carolina.
No, he has long since passed his prime, Kenny, yes.
Yes, yes. He's not on scholarship anymore. So South Carolina is not going to beat Michigan.
Hey, last thing for you, Ken, before we let you run. Tonight, back in your stopping grounds, the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Lakers. Now, the Lakers aren't very good, but LeBron going up against his future team. How's that playing in Cleveland?
That's good. I like that. Oh, God. And after I get done with you, I'm hopping into the car and heading downtown for the game tonight, and that will be one of my angles that I'm supposed to work on is LeBron's future plans. Look, he bought another home. I don't understand why he needs two homes. He's got now two homes in the L.A. metro area, okay? So you read into that what you need to read into it. I have no idea why he needs two homes in the L.A. basin, but I guess now he's got two. I don't know. There's a story I saw somewhere today, either on ESPN or CBS or somewhere. There's a report out there that L.A. is not a viable option, meaning the Lakers, and I know the Clippers aren't at this point because they may end up blowing up the Clippers roster at this point. I have no idea, and anybody who says they think they do, he doesn't give any hints, and if you even hint at the topic, he very professionally blows it off and changes the train of thought, let's say. He does it quickly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It'll be a story tonight, but nobody knows. If you're asking me on December 14th, do I think he'll be here in mid-July, meaning he re-signs with the Cavaliers, I think we'll know a lot more in June. I think if they have to reach the final, and I think if they don't win, they got to come real close. And if they do, then I think the odds build that he stays. If they don't get beat by Boston or someone else before they get to the finals, or they get embarrassed by Golden State, then I think he leaves, but then I have no idea at this point. There are, at least to me, when I look at it, there doesn't seem to be any really clear-cut other than maybe Houston. If he's tight with Chris Paul. He loves Chris Paul. That's one of his boys. They got the beard. They have a lot of other talent. Maybe that's somewhere that would look attractive to him. But, again, does he want to go to the West and have to deal with Golden State to even get to the finals? So it's really complicated, and I don't have an answer. And anybody who thinks they do is, well, I think being silly at this point.
Ken, it's always good to catch up with you, pal. You have a great day. Enjoy the game tonight, okay?
Look forward to it. I'll talk to you next Thursday, guys.
You got it. Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider, right here with Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. We got a break coming up here, right, partner?
Yeah, we'll come back, put a cap on things, see what's rolling around in the mind of Jimmy B. Maybe a dangerous place to go.
I would assume it would be. Most people believe that. Yeah, I know. I know. It's dark in there sometimes.
We'll come back with more here. Yes. Yeah. Back with more on the other side. We put a cap on things on 1700 KBGG. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Our final segment of the day. And, man, oh, man. Boy, that went by fast. I mean, maybe we should add an hour. No. Tell me not to say that, okay?
No, we don't need to add an hour. No. I already do four hours, and
I know
well,
you do,
high school sports and everything else,
yeah.
Jimmy B. I'm busy enough. You, on the other hand, not quite as busy.
Not so much.
What do you do during the day, by the way? What I mean, you go, you do your workout, you get that in.
Yeah.
What
I
else?
Get that in. Well, the workout takes an hour.
Yeah.
I try to get in a good 45 minutes to an hour almost every day.
That's good. You know me.
I hang out at the gym. Yeah. And I sleep. Good for you to have sleep.
Okay.
And I eat cereal.
Yeah.
And then I peruse the internet pretending to prepare for the show.
Right. We know that it's not the case. You don't do any much preparation, so okay.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. And then I drive to work.
You screw around is what you do.
Pretty much, yes.
Screw around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
a
little more sense. I can buy that.
I like that. I think I'm going to put that on my resume. So what do you do now? I screw around.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's good to be Jimmy B. We know that, Jimmy B. Tonight, on the other hand, we got some sports viewing. Of course, getting ready for the Big Four Classic. Talk about that a lot. But what jumps out to you? The NFL game is a drag. Now, if you do want to listen, we do have the coverage here tonight with Thursday Night Football. We got
promo.
Right. But if that's not tripping your trigger, Colts Broncos not doing it for you, what's gaining traction for you on your Rockstar satellite tonight?
You know, I'm going to snoop around. I'm really enjoying watching the Minnesota T-Wolves play.
Mm-hmm.
And they play tonight. They host Sacramento. Not a great matchup, but still, it's the T-Wolves. I am going to sample some of the Los Angeles Lakers in Cleveland. I just want to see how badly LeBron takes apart Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
I just think that could be just very, very funny. College basketball tonight. Do you know that ESPN2 is carrying Texas Southern at Baylor? Are you aware of that?
Tickets are available. $2 gets you in the door in Waco tonight. Well,
Texas Southern at Baylor.
This is the schedule that Texas Southern has played tonight, going into the game tonight. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Open up the season out in Spokane, taking on Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Then they went over and played Washington State. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's an hour drive between the schools, about an hour and a half.
All right, after that, they go on the road. They play Ohio State.
Okay.
Then they go up to the Carrier Dome, take on Syracuse. From there, they go down to Lawrence and take on the Jayhawks.
Wow.
Make their way back across the country to Clemson. Now, they take on two mid-majors, but two pretty good ones, Oakland and Toledo, both those games on the road.
Yeah.
Oregon, then. You know, that easy trek from Toledo to Oregon, that was next on.
That was an easy flight.
You're right. Just simple. Baylor tonight. Then after that, they're not done on the road. They, again, still haven't played a home game. Texas Southern. They're 0-9. They haven't won any of these games that we talked about. After Baylor, they make their way up Saturday to Laramie and take on the Cowboys of Wyoming. From there, then they travel back to Texas at the very least, but Fort Worth, and they'll take on TCU.
Wow.
Then they go to BYU after that. Before they finally return home for their home opener, Monday, January 1st, it'll be a team that we saw on Sunday. The Southern Jaguars will be on tap for the home opener for Texas Southern. Gonzaga, Washington State, Ohio State, Syracuse, Kansas, Clemson, Oakland, Toledo, Oregon, Baylor, Wyoming, TCU, BYU. That is the slate for them. They're 0-9. Pretty good team, actually, overall. But you play a schedule like that, well,
yes,
it's going to wear on you. Just a little
bit. Do you have any idea? We generally have a pretty good idea what money games are for schools. You know, like Iowa pays you and I like $800,000 in football. Do we have any idea what schools pay in basketball? Do you have a handle on that at all or not?
I saw that Drake, I think, got $120,000 when they went up to Minnesota on Monday.
Yeah.
I do know that some of these lower level conference, these buy games are more in the $75,000 range, something like that.
Okay.
So
it barely pays for their travel is what you're telling me.
You know, and they probably find a way to scratch out a little bit of money for it. Do you know who the Texas Southern head coach is, by the way?
No, I have no idea.
It's Mike Davis.
You mean Mike Davis at Indiana?
Yes, that Mike Davis. Mike Davis is there. Made the NCAA tournament a couple of times since he's been there.
Yes, yeah.
So Mike Davis running things with Texas Southern in his sixth season this year. They play at the Health and Physical Education Arena in Houston, Texas. You ever been there?
What is it? No, I have not. What is it seat? Like 2,800?
Nope, 8,100. Big building.
Wow.
Big building, yeah. So there you go, Jimmy
That's
B. Your historical lesson
I missed
today.
I missed an arena.
You did miss an arena. Yeah, so we get that tonight. Anything else college-wise jumping out to you? Any
The Valpo Northwestern game.
Yeah, that's the one that I was taking a peek at. BTN will have that one tonight, 7 o'clock. Valpo, 8-2, got off to, I think, an undefeated start, and they lost their last two. We know Northwestern's been a disappointment as well, most of the Big Ten has been a disappointment. So
right.
A little college basketball, NBA. Are you into hockey yet?
Yes, I watch you a little bit. I want to watch Washington at Boston tonight, Capitals and Bruins. I'm a huge Alex Ovechkin fan, always have been, always liked his game. And the poor guy has been close, but no cigar to get even to the conference finals. He's never played in a Stanley Cup final.
Right.
And so this is, every time the guy plays, something cool always happens. He just has an unbelievable slap shot. Yeah, go ahead.
I might get into a little hockey tonight. I always find my way over to the Wild for a little bit from time, not a lot, but from time to time. You know, watch 5-10 minutes, something like that. They got the Maple Leafs coming in tonight. So I'll flip over to Fox Sports North, probably check that out. And the Blackhawks tonight, they're on the road up in Winnipeg to Ken Miller's Jets.
You know Kenny. He'll be all over that. You know that.
Well, and he's got a difficult decision tonight. Does he watch his Jets or does he watch his Broncos?
I could tell you which is going to win that right now.
Well,
he's in a fetal position. He's in a fetal position over the Broncos, okay?
Yes, yeah. So
so he'll be watching the Jets game.
And he's pumped up about his Jets. You know, hockey, still for me, it's still here and there.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But that's about it. But, quiet night, but we get ready in the weekend. Weekend's going to be good, Jimmy B. I'm ready for the weekend. How about you?
I am jacked about the weekend. I really am. I mean, there's some terrific NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Saturday night game that is Kansas City and Chargers? I can't wait for that. That's going to be terrific. Then you got Green Bay at Carolina, Pittsburgh and New England in the Steel City. I mean, there's some really, really good matchups here.
Yeah, that's going to be excellent. I'm looking forward to it. Saturday, of course, 1 o'clock, you get Drake, Iowa. The Big Four Classic, then the 3:30 game will be Iowa State, you and I. That should be good. After that finishes up, I can watch the second half of the Bears losing to the Lions, right into Chargers Chiefs.
Positivity at its finest. That's my partner.
We got bowl games kicking off. That might do a little something for you. So, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, that'll be good. But it always happens this week with so many college teams taking the week off for finals.
Right.
We at least got Monday. We got Drake, Minnesota, which turned out to be a very entertaining game. But this is always a difficult week just because we're waiting and waiting. And it's not just, you know, the locals, but just nationally. Really outside of Texas and Michigan this week, there was nothing on the college slate. College football goes away. You know, we don't get action during the week. We don't have all that. It's time of year. Well, I hope you did your Christmas shopping this week, Jimmy B. I'm going to guess you didn't. Are you a last-minute guy on your Christmas shopping?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I haven't even started.
Neither have I. probably should get
on that. Good. I feel good that I'm not the only one.
Probably should get on that. Well, Jimmy B, we'll be back at it tomorrow starting at noon. Myself and Ken Miller from noon until 2. Of course, Jimmy B and TC with you from 4 until 6 o'clock. Tonight, it is Thursday Night Football, the Colts and the Broncos, and the cap of Thursday Night Football, Jimmy B. This is the last one. We get to Week 16 next week, and no Thursday Night Football. The two Saturday games next week, so this is it. What a way to finish off Thursday Night Football.
Well, I'm sure when they first put the put it on paper, they said, oh, God, Andrew Luck. You know, and Denver's got that defense. Mm-hmm. This could be a pretty entertaining game. Well, we've seen how the season has gone for both of these teams.
Right.
But you never know, though, Trent. Sometimes you get two bad teams like this, and because they're so bad, the game turns out to be pretty decent because they're on about the same level.
Right, yeah. Well, Jim, we will talk about that more tomorrow. We'll get ready for the Big Four Classic. Thank you to all our great guests today. Chris Dobertine talking college basketball. Derek Peck on the Hawkeyes from BCDivide.com. And, of course, Ken Silverstein, our Big Ten insider, talked with that. Talked some Cleveland sports with him as well. If you missed any portion of the program, you can always find it over on the podcast page, 1700 KBGG, or you can just go out there and Google Jimmy B and TC. You'll see the link there. Miss any portion of the show, we always have you covered with the podcast. That'll do it for tonight. Back at it tomorrow starting at noon here on 1700 KBGG.